Dan Neenan, and I'm the director of the National Education Center for Agricultural Safety.
Dan, as we approach Grain Bin Safety Week, February 18th through the 24th, what are some of the areas of the issue that you feel are important to be highlighted?
Well, I think, you know, for a farmer to realize that there's some safety things that they can do entering a bin to make sure that they stay safe. The first, it's a recommendation that somebody be 18 to enter into the confined space. Second of all, we need to lock out and tag out the power source to the auger. If you get in the bin with the auger turned on, or if you're in the bin and somebody turns the auger on inadvertently, it can pull you to your waist in 15 seconds and completely submerge you within 30. So it's important to lock out and tag out. We need to make sure we've got good air quality inside the confined space of a grain bin. So an air monitor, making sure we've got at least 19.5% oxygen inside the bin. Everybody going into the bin needs to be wearing a body harness and be tied off. That's going to keep them above the level of the grain. And then the rule that's broken the most in a confined space, especially in agriculture, entering into the bin should be a minimum of a two-person job. The person entering into the bin, and then there needs to be a reliable attendant outside whose one and only job it is to watch what's going on inside the bin. And if that person becomes trapped or if that person becomes unresponsive, their job as the attendant is not to go in after them, but to call for emergency services and, you know, when they get there, you know, bring them to the right bin that the victim's in.
Dan, those safety measures seem like they're pretty straightforward. So why do we continue to see grain bin accidents? What are some of the causes behind them?
Well, the biggest thing is the grain gets out of condition. So maybe storing it at a moisture content that's too high. So it's going to start to mold and it's going to start to clump or start to bridge. So as the grain gets moldy and clumpy, as it flows down, it's going to clog up the sump down at the bottom. And that's why a farmer typically will get into the bin, is because the grain stops moving through the auger systems and they're trying to open that up. Or we could get bridging grain. So of course we fill the bin from the top and then we feed it out from the bottom. Well, if we fill it, you know, and it gets cold, you know, that top could crust over the top. And then as we feed it out the bottom, it leaves a void area in there. So as somebody gets in and starts to walk across the top of the grain, there may be a 3 feet void underneath them. There may be a 30-foot void underneath of them. And the crusted grain can't support their weight. So they fall down through and they get trapped, and injuries from the fall as well.
Just to further impress upon our listeners the importance of this issue, do you have any statistics that kind of back up the fact that this remains a major concern in agriculture?
To be honest with you, I just shut my computer off right before you called. I don't have the statistics at the top of my head. I'm sorry about that.
Sure, but generally speaking, I mean, the fact that there's even one accident each year, which I'm sure there are more than that involving grain bins, is reason enough to get this message across.
Absolutely. You know, it just takes once. So even though a farmer has gone into the bin 100 times in his lifetime, it's just that once, you know, where we've got an issue or the auger gets turned on or we've got crusting and bridging that they get trapped and might not be able to get themselves out.
Dan, what's going to be taking place throughout the week next week to highlight grain bin safety?
Well, a couple things. People can go to the website, grainbinsafetyweek.com, and there's a lot of information. There's also some videos there for them to watch. We'll be doing a webinar. There's a couple different webinars, actually, that will be going on throughout the week talking about confined space, grain bin entry, about keeping your grain in good condition, respiratory protection to go along with that. Then also on the website, there is a contest going on. So a farmer can nominate their local fire department to win a grain rescue tube and then a free training. So we'll deliver the rescue tube and teach them how to use it. And of course, if it's in their community, we hope that the fire department reaches out to the local farmers to have them come in and take a look at what's going on with the rescue procedures. So this is the fourth year of the contest now, and actually two of the fire departments that have won, Glenview, Minnesota, and down in Westphalia, Kansas, have actually performed rescues with the tube that they won in the contest.
And that was the other aspect of this that I wanted to touch on. It does seem like rural communities, rural fire departments, these first responders, they're more equipped than ever to deal with situations involving grain bin rescues.
They are. You know, the percentage of departments that have grain rescue capabilities is going up. But to outfit a department from scratch to do a grain bin rescue, you're probably talking about $8,000 worth of equipment, plus the training that they're going to have to keep up to, you know, to be able to work with that. So there's some time and some dollars involved for the local volunteers to be able to be ready to do this type of rescue.
Anything else on the topic of grain bin safety, Dan, that you want to make sure we touch on?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, the farmer needs to ask themselves, do I really need to go in the bin? Is there something that I can do from outside of the bin instead of having to go inside? And if I am going to go inside, I need to go back to those five things that I talked about and make sure that I've got those in place so I can have a safe journey into the bin and back out, because that's the name of the game. You know, nobody wants to get up in the morning and stretch and think, you know, today's a good day to die in a farming incident. They get up and they think, I've got 75 things to do today, and if the weather cooperates, I might get 20 of them done. So they're always in a hurry, and sometimes when we're in a hurry, we take shortcuts.